Welcome to Girl Days, a podcast where we talk about ourselves, all things girly, and the shared woman experience.
We're here to build a community of close-knit best friends to make the bad days better and the good days brighter.
We're your hosts, Julia Nevadomsky
and Autumn Nelson.
Okay, Girl Days episode 2. We're here.
We're here. Welcome to Girl Days.
Welcome. Another week for the books.
Yeah, another week.
2024, we are crushing the weeks.
We really are. We've been on top of it. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah, this year feels different for some reason.
It does. Usually we, we have these great ideas and then we just fall off, but we've been sticking with this one.
Yeah, like I feel like even personal things like me getting back into running, I've been like so much more consistent. I'm like, who is she?
Who is she?
January Julia, because I love her.
This is like you're getting closer to the highest version of yourself.
Yeah. So how was your week?
My week was good. It was different for sure. It was like good and bad, lots of ups and downs. But a few days ago, me and my husband, we did this wilderness survival class, and that was a lot of fun. And I learned so much. Like one of the biggest things I learned, if you're like ever in a wilderness survival situation, the last thing you should be thinking about is finding food. Like you can go so long without food, but like you have to prioritize water and sleep. Those are like the two big ones. And first aid, obviously.
Why sleep?
Because you could only go, I think, if you go 30 hours with no sleep, then you start hallucinating. You start like going crazy a little bit. And that can, you know, just lead to bad decisions.
So the sleep is literally for decision making.
Yeah, so like keep your brain sharper, you know, so you can like defend yourself from. Oh, and also I learned that wild animal attacks are also not that big of a risk. That's also not something you should be worried about, because people don't get attacked by bobcats as often as you think, or bears, or.
Okay, Autumn, this is so funny that you're bringing this up because of what we're going to talk about today. But yeah, I know. I'm the least worried about getting eaten.
And you should be the least worried because it like doesn't happen that often.
That's so funny that you learned that. So, okay. We're out in the wilderness. We need to prioritize sleep and water.
Sleep and water and first aid is also super important.
I love that.
Yeah.
So do you feel equipped to handle us out in the wilderness?
I do. I feel a lot more confident about it now. Now, I don't know about, so like urban survival. So if it was like an apocalyptic situation, urban survival is way different. And I still have to take that class, but I'm definitely going to, because I think that could be handy soon.
I feel like urban survival is like, everyone get the fuck away from me.
Or, I mean, also like community is really important too. So not necessarily. I think that having a good community around you is also really important for urban.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting too much in the shows, but what was that one movie? It Ends With Us. Or what movie just came out with?
Leave the World Behind.
Leave the World Behind. Ugh.
Yeah, I haven't watched that movie yet. I'm a little afraid to, but that movie is based on a cyber attack, and that's how the world, I don't know how that makes the world start falling, but.
You need to watch it. It's really good. I don't want to give away.
You watched it?
Yeah, and I actually really enjoyed it.
It didn't make you like full of anxiety?
Probably. But, like, I got over it.
Yeah.
I was watching something last night that gave me, like, terrible anxiety.
Oh, no. What was it?
True Detective. It's a TV show. I don't know. My boyfriend and I are getting into watching it together.
Oh, true crime.
Yeah. But it's, like, the fourth season, if anybody's watching it. It's coming, like, it's one of those shows that come out weekly, and we're on the first episode. So, we watched the first episode last night. And I had to watch like a Disney movie afterwards because I was like sheer panic after.
I love that stuff though. I love true crime.
But it kind of, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but it just seems like there's like, not voodoo, but like paranormal stuff going on too.
Oh, I do not love paranormal.
But I think they're just setting that up to be like, oh no, just kidding, it's actually this serial killer.
Yeah, people, I don't really have a problem with people. Like, I'm not scared of people.
I'm scared of everything except for animal attacks.
And you should be. Yeah, I recommend people do it because I think that, I don't know, with what I'm seeing on my FYP, which is another thing I wanted to talk about, it's giving me so much anxiety, but with the way the world is going, it's just, it's terrifying. So I feel like it's just better to be prepared.
I am going into 2024 being like, I want to know as least as possible. I just want to focus on like me and my world, because I think the media and certain people like to hype up things, and we are always worried and panicking about everything, which is funny coming from me who has like terrible anxiety, but I just want to focus on my little realm. And if the world does blow up, yeah, then we all
die together, right? But I totally agree with you. I do think that ignorance is bliss, which is why I'm wanting to like purge. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I need to get rid of everything on my FYP, because I would rather be blissfully unaware of what's going on.
Yeah, my FYP is best friends, making money.
It's all plane crashes, Koreans. Girl. Your FYP is also based around your phobias.
Okay, that was for like a week, but now it's like Korean skincare, just silly little girly things.
Yeah.
And I love that.
That's what I want. I want to learn how to make my skin better. I want to learn about hair care, you know, makeup tips. That's what, you know, funny things, funny cute little animal videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My win for this week is still my running journey. I'm so shocked that I touched on this in the last episode, but I'm 4 weeks in, 1 week of actual running. The others were preparation for running, which is just walking.
But it's still consistency, though.
Yeah, and I love it. And I'm getting back into it because of what the psychiatrist said to me, that he wanted to put me on Zoloft.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I remember a time when I was like super busy. I've told you this before, but I was going to school full time in college, working more than 40 hours a week. There was one day a week I would not sleep because I would work shipment, which means I worked from like midnight to 8 p.m. And then I had my anatomy class, like a fucking anatomy class at 9.
At 9 p.m.?
9 a.m. So I was like working through the night into the morning.
Okay, so you worked from like midnight to 8 a.m.
Yeah, and then I started class at 9 a.m. and I went from noon.
And anatomy too. That's like a hard class.
Girl, I got a C. And my teacher was like, I don't even know how you got that.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
But I just remember during that time, like I was so stressed out. I was so busy and I started running and I was running 5 miles a day and I was golden.
5 miles a day. Repeat that for everyone. Five miles a day.
And it was like in my hometown, which was dirt roads, hills.
It's basically in the mountains.
Like the elevation. Mm-hmm. So when my psychiatrist recommended Zoloft, I was like, let's just put a pause on it because I feel like if I just ran, I would be good again.
Yeah. I mean, before you go on medication, I think should be like a last resort, right? You want to try everything else, like getting your vitamins, getting some sun, connecting with nature, being active, drinking your water, magnesium, all of those things before you resort to antidepressants.
Yeah, and I do think I don't want to shame the girlies that use antidepressants or anything, because it's like, do what you need to do,
yeah,
to make it through. But I do.
But just be aware, though. Just be aware and just know that there are other options that can also help you.
Yeah,
even with the antidepressants,
because depression, anxiety is so complex and it's so individualized. So it's hard to like really give advice on that. But for me, I'm going to just try and run it out.
Yeah. Try it. Try that first. That's really good though.
Yeah. Thank you.
I can't imagine running every day. I go on my little hot girl walks on my treadmill playing solitaire and I'm just not a runner. I feel like my butt is too, I need a sports bra for my butt.
I agree, because my titties are slapping me in the face with a sports bra.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine like an ass like flapping around back
it's
there.
It's painful for all of my big butt girlies out there. You know that it's like when it moves and it like it bounces hard, it's painful.
Do you try compression shorts?
Shorts, no, but compression pants I'm able to do, and it does help a little bit.
Like around the butt, like not around the waist.
Yeah, yeah, around the, well, around everything, the butt, the legs.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But yeah, that also helps with varicose veins.
Oh, it does?
It does, yeah. I need
some of those.
Yeah, I need to be better about wearing compression stockings because my veins are getting gnarly. But
mine are too, but I'm kind of like, I half kind of like them. Like, I know it's an aging, like it's a sign of aging, but they're kind of beautiful.
It's not an aesthetic thing. It's because varicose veins, when it gets to be really bad, it gets painful.
Oh, they do? Like the little spider veins?
No, not the little spider veins. Like, you know, you've seen, like, the giant, like, bulging vein that comes out of my leg. It goes all the way up. Oh,
that's different than the... I thought varicose veins were the little tiny spider veins.
Yeah, both are varicose. Oh, varicose, it just means it's, like, a dead vein.
Oh, so some people have, like, big dead veins, and then other people have little ones.
Yeah, or a mix. I have a mix of both, but it's the big ones that become painful.
Oh, I only have the little ones.
Lucky you.
I know. You should see Autumn's face right now.
Yeah. Genetics.
So one thing I'm over this week is men pretending they know more than you when it comes to cars.
Yeah.
So you remember the last time we record, our couch is deflating because we're on a little blow-up couch.
Yeah, there's a hole in it.
Well, I go outside and my car has a fucking flat tire.
No.
Like on the rim, like flat.
You're joking.
Yeah. So I get in and I go to the Arco and I pull up to like blow up this flat tire. And you know, I don't know if this is like in every state, but in California, air is free, but they like to pretend to charge.
Yeah.
And but if you go in and you be like, hey, can you turn on the air? They have to turn it on for free. So I go in and this guy's like, it's $350. I'm like, really? Because, when did they change that?
Yeah.
Like when did they change that? Because air used to always be free. And he goes, I don't know, it's $350. I'm like, well, out there it's $2. So bye. I'll just go get my $2. Like, I'm not having it because I know this man is like fucking with me.
Yeah.
And he just goes, all right, I'll turn it on for you. But the thing was, when I pulled up, the air machine was on. And once I got out of the car and went to the air machine.
He turned it off.
Yeah.
He literally turned it off.
For me to go in and have that whole banter.
So that's what you're over this week. What are you like? Oh, your excited thing. The thing that you loved was the running.
Yeah, the running. What else do I have? I feel like it's been a pretty good week. Once I started my period.
Yeah, thank God you start your period.
I really thought I might have been pregnant.
Yeah, we had a really, really big pregnancy scare. And she got me, too. She pulled this little prank, this little prankster. Well,
because Autumn was making me... I was like, I know I'm not pregnant. But Autumn was making me so anxious. She's like, you're definitely pregnant. And I was super dizzy the day before I got my period. And she's like, you're pregnant. And I was like, God damn it.
Now and you were nauseous the night before that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went and got a pregnancy test and I sent Autumn like a false positive pregnancy test just to fuck with her. And she was so happy.
I was panicking internally. I was like, oh shit. Like this is a big deal. This is going to change our whole lives. Me included. I was being selfish too. But you know, you want to like, if someone tells you they're pregnant, you want to be very supportive and happy. You want it to be like a happy experience.
Yeah, but thank God I got my period like early that morning, like 2:30, and it's been a terrible period, but it's here and I'm thankful it's here because I'm not ready for mom life.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if I were to get pregnant, I'd still be a teen mom. Like I'm so not ready.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Thank God for our periods.
Yeah, thank God. We hate them, but we love them.
Yeah, this one's been miserable. Like my emotions, I fought with my boyfriend for no reason.
Same.
And but I gaslight
after.
I gaslight the shit out of him too. I'm like, no, it's you. You're the problem, not me.
Yeah.
And it's clearly me. I'm the problem.
I know, but isn't that bad though? Even when we're aware that we're being manipulative, when you're on your period, it's like, I don't know, it fucks with your brain and you're still toxic.
Yeah, I had to go and apologize and I'm like, we're fighting about nothing. Like, can we just move on?
Yeah.
Like, it's me. I'm the problem.
Yeah, I've been having to apologize a lot lately because I know like afterwards I'm aware of how how bitchy I'm being, just like angry for no reason. I swear my testosterone, and I think this might be like normal for everyone, but after my period, that's when I get bitchy because my testosterone like skyrockets.
Huh. I think I've had that happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm bitchy.
Like your sex drive goes up and you get angry.
I don't notice the sex drive thing. I notice the sex drive. I feel like I have a high sex drive right before my period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a few days before, which is surprising because I'm usually like, I just want the world to end, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't noticed it afterward, but I feel like I'm bitchy a lot when it comes to my period.
Yeah.
I have my one good week where I'm like, yes, I love her. My follicular phase. I love her. She's the best. And then the other 3 weeks, I'm like, God, who is this person?
I know. Like, we get one good week a month, and it feels so unfair.
It really does. Like, if I had four good, like, a solid month, I don't know who I'd be. I'd be famous.
Unstoppable.
I'd be famous. I'd be rich. I'd be skinny. Not skinny, but I'd be, like, who I want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unstoppable. Like, I think that is like the one big thing that holds us back is our hormones.
Men are so lucky.
They have no idea.
Like, the reason why we don't have a woman president right now is because our only one good week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would give men a run for their money.
We also don't have a woman president because men like truly believe that. They believe that. And also, like, would our hormones affect our decision-making?
I don't think it would affect it any more than men's hormones affect their decision-making.
Right? I mean, that's absolutely true. And also, it's not like the president, like, is the only one that calls the shots. You know, they have, like, a whole team of people that also make decisions
and
for them.
Everyone's so old right now. I'm like, do you even have any hormones left? Like, everyone who's president, not just the active president, but everyone, I'm like, you are so old, like, get out of here.
Right?
Like, I don't think they have hormones to affect their decisions.
Yeah, there's probably fake hormones.
Yeah, so I don't know. I want somebody young, though. Not to get political, I want somebody young.
I do too. Like, let's try something different. We've always had like really old presidents. I feel like we should try something a little bit different.
Like, even in your 50s, you know, you still have a lot of experience, a lot of life experience, but you still have a lot of life left at 50.
Exactly.
That's somebody I'm down for.
Yeah.
40. Ugh. Oh, could you imagine a 40-year-old president?
Could you be a baby president?
A child. A literal child at 40.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder like how that would go.
I think it would go amazing because it's like they still have life to like be on this earth to see how their decisions pan out. Like the presidents we've had, it's like they make these decisions, but they're not going to last much longer after they've made them.
Exactly. So they're not going to have to like live through, and I guess their families will, but they're not going to have to like live through, you know, the consequences of their choices.
No, especially when it comes to like climate change. So they're like,
exactly.
They're like, yeah, let's do all this fucked up shit now. I don't have to deal with it, but yet we do because we'll still be around. And yeah. We are right now. But
and Big Pharma too, like all of the decisions with Big Pharma.
Oh, spicy today.
It is a little spicy today.
A little controversial.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, should we get into, I think we're talking about New Year's resolutions this podcast. So my New Year's resolution is to prioritize my women friendships. And so that's what we're kind of piggybacking off of, is like how important it is to take a girl's trip. And that should be every woman's New Year's resolution.
Yes, because that will never be a regret. Like, a girl's trip, like, that is something that you will treasure for forever, those memories.
Yeah, we went on a girl's trip with, so it was Autumn and I, and then my other best friend, Veronica, and it was the most amazing time.
It was, and it was hilarious, too.
And I want to make more memories like that, but that is something that you can't redo. It's honestly hard to top.
It is, yeah. Like, I feel like I'm worried that I'm never gonna have something that is as fun as when we took our girls trip. But I want to do another one. I think we should have another one.
Girl, we should do another one.
Because we were talking about, so like on our girls trip, we went from San Diego to New York. We drove, and along the way, we stopped at like we took the northern route, and we stopped at all of like the northern sites, like
the national parks.
Yeah, like the national parks, Montana.
We stopped at Yellowstone, which was my favorite.
Yellowstone.
The Grand Teton. Grand Teton. It's right before you go into Yellowstone.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
The Horseshoe Bend.
Zion. Zion was like Disneyland or something.
Yeah,
like,
Zion was one of my favorites.
It was so beautiful. I was like, oh my God, like this is fake. Like we're at Disneyland. Like this is manufactured because it was so beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of my goals this year is to hike the full Zion trail.
That should be our girls trip because I want to go.
Yeah, we should absolutely do that.
For my birthday.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I definitely want to do that.
Look at us planning our next girls' trip.
Well, how can we not? We need another one.
Yeah, I feel like girls' trips are the best because it's like I've done road trips with my boyfriend and it is, I don't want to say miserable because I love him, but it's nowhere as near as fun as hanging out with your best friends.
Right? It's just less fun.
Like we would drive for 8 hours and we would talk the entire time. We would sing, we would dance. Like I wish someone was recording us like the whole time.
I know, right? Because like all this crazy shit happened.
So much happened. I don't even know where to begin.
What's the first thing that happened?
I think we should start at the Grand Canyon because that was our first stop.
The Grand Canyon, oh my God, it's a must see. Like it's on everyone's bucket list for a reason because pictures, it does not do it justice. Like when you go, you feel like it's like an outer body experience. Like you just feel so small.
And I can vouch for this because I remember you wanting to go to the Grand Canyon and I'm like, why? Like I had no desire ever to go to the Grand Canyon.
And you love nature.
And I love nature. And then I was there and I cried. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is what it's about.
Yeah, like you cry when you see it. Mm-hmm. Like and then when you're standing like over the cliffs and there's just like this little rail holding you back. I don't know, for me it just, and you guys think I'm crazy, but I think it's an actual thing. It's like an actual phenomenon. It's called the call of the void, where you think, what if I just jump?
I have never heard this before until you.
The call of the void?
Yeah.
There's something about being at a really high place where it just, you automatically think, and I can't believe you don't.
Do you have a fear of heights?
Like a realistic fear of heights, but like
not
really.
I have a fear of heights, so I never want to jump off anything.
But you don't have the thought, like I don't want to jump, but it's just like, what if I did?
No. No.
No?
Nope.
Well, normal people do have the thought, and it's not that you do want to jump, it's just... You just think about it, like you, because you could, like you could just, like, you know, if your brain just kind of like glitches for a second, and you're just like, whoop,
my hands
right over
are
the rail.
Sweating. I'm getting so nervous thinking about. No, I've never ever had that feeling. That thought has never crossed my mind.
Well, it will now.
I know. Well, I don't think so. I'll just push it away.
Well, yeah, you push the thought away, obviously, because you're not going to jump.
But you think about it.
But it's just a thought.
That's so funny.
That crosses.
So you probably had it multiple times on that trip.
Oh yeah, because we were at like multiple like high. Even the first apartment that we lived in, we were in New York.
It
we
was
were,
like on the 50th floor.
Yeah, it was like 52 or something like that. So we were high up in our balcony. Like again, just that one little rail.
I can't believe they gave us a balcony.
It was nice.
I remember the first night sleeping there. I had to sleep with my back against the window because it was floor to ceiling windows and that it was so bougie. And I couldn't sleep looking out at the city because it made me like nervous.
Really?
Because being so high up. So I had to like turn and put my back towards the window.
Oh,
so I wasn't looking out.
That's crazy.
You didn't get any bit of anxiousness being that high up.
No, because remember on our balcony, since it was just a bar, I was able to like do a back bend over the bar.
Okay, I forgot about that. Autumn, you're crazy.
It's a great stretch and it's a head rush and you do a back bend. And so you're like looking down backwards and it's a great stretch. It, you know,
please
fills
do
you
not
with
do this. We're not condoning this. I'm like
if
getting
it's safe.
Anxious.
You can do it if it's safe. And
it's
it was
not
safe. It was safe.
Everyone listening is not safe. Please do not attempt this. Autumn is crazy.
I never had any, and I do have a reasonable fear of heights, but I never felt any fear of doing the back bend over. Because I mean, like the bar was there, you know?
Maybe because you're so much shorter than me.
Yeah, and I don't have like all of my weight on my chest.
Yeah, I would never, ever, ever do that.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I know you want to do it because I tried to get you to and you've refused.
For good reason. Okay, but before we made it to New York, we had so many amazing memories between that distance.
So you were talking about like not having any fear of being eaten by animals. So why don't you tell everyone how you tried to get us all eaten by a bear?
I feel like you tell it so much better because you and I have very different accounts of this. So my account is simple. I wasn't worried about bears and we stopped to eat and I ate and I cleaned up after myself because we're camping and we got in a non-tent. We slept on the ground in a no tent.
Like not in a camping spot.
Yeah. And I had a wonderful rest until you woke me up. That's my account of it.
So what national park were we in?
We were at Yellowstone National Park.
Was it Yellowstone? Mm-hmm. So if you go to Yellowstone, you will see beware of bears everywhere. Like we passed, I don't know how many signs. We were handed pamphlets that said, beware of the bears. There's lots of bears out here. This is how you take care of your trash. You know, bears are a real thing and they do shit.
They do shit. But something on that pamphlet I thought was interesting. They were like, travel in pairs of three. Mm-hmm. And like, luckily there was three of us.
Yeah, luckily there was three.
We're fine.
Yeah, we were. Thank God we were. However, she tried to make us not fine because we did eat, but we ate around like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And we ate like at our little setup. Which was not at an actual campsite. We were all alone. It was completely dark. We had a little picnic table and we had a rotisserie chicken that we were eating. And Julia, when she was cleaning up, she had juices from the rotisserie chicken all over her hands.
And we had no napkins. Like, we're roughing it.
So she just rubbed it all over her body. She like really like rubbed it, massaged it into her body. I wiped it on
my leggings. Uh-huh. To clean my hands.
I'm pretty sure you like put it on your face. Like you were just like basking in these juices.
She's so dramatic. It's like
for us to go sleep in our sleeping bag.
Dramatic. Dramatic.
On the ground. For the bears to like smell the chicken juices and come eat what I'm sure they would think would be chicken.
Okay. Valid. We had no issue, but what we did have an issue with was you forgetting.
I didn't forget. It was an active choice.
You actively choosing to leave one of the most important parts of the tent behind, knowing we were camping through our trip. It's the first night where it's cold. And because we started at the Grand Canyon, Arizona, Utah, it was hot. And then Yellowstone, it was like rain snowing.
Yeah, it was raining and it was really cold. I did not think it would be cold.
So it was like 9 o'clock at night. We're like building the tent. Veronica and I have the tent up. And we're like, oh, Autumn, where's like the top part of the tent?
The tent cover.
That waterproofs it, because if you don't have the tent cover, you know, it's just like the mesh and like cold air coming through that tent.
Yeah.
And Autumn goes, well, you know, Julia just had so many suitcases.
I mean, we're packing to live in New York for 2 months, right? So we have one car. It's two girls packing to live in New York for 2 months. Like, we have limited space.
Yeah, Veronica was not the issue. She brought, like, nothing. God bless her.
Yeah, and she was coming for a week. So she, like, you know, but, you know, she still had luggage. Like, she still had a bag or two with her. So I was like, and I didn't know that. I hadn't picked anyone up at that point, but I knew that we were going to have like a lot of suitcases, limited space, and the tent cover just felt a little too big and a little too unnecessary for me to pack.
So for us that night to get, because it was like rain snowing, it was freezing. We're all from San Diego. I mean, Autumn's from Tennessee, but she's basically from San Diego at this point. So we're freezing. So instead of sleeping with, you know, the tent regular, like the way you would pitch a tent, since we didn't have the cover, we flipped it upside down. So the top part is on the bottom and we basically just like we take the poles out. So it's literally like, Autumn likes to call it a body bag.
So it was basically a body bag that we were sleeping in. And I don't know if your mother ever told you this, but I was taught that Autumn, don't stick your head in a plastic bag because you'll suffocate and die. And that's basically what we were sleeping in, was a plastic bag.
It's so funny because like the things that you get anxious about and the things I get anxious about are so different, because I have never had such a good night's sleep, covered in chicken juice, head fully covered by that plastic body bag. Like I was out like a light.
You were like, you told us too, you were like, I have never felt so much peace in my life. And I was like, I have never felt so much terror in my life.
Autumn is like freezing because she's leaving her head outside of the tent and she's getting rain and snowed on her face.
Better than suffocating.
I don't know how long we were out there, but Autumn ends up making her way back to the car. And of course, we all sleep in the car with her because we're not going to like separate.
Because you're afraid of the bears?
No, we were worried about like murderers. I was worried about people versus animals.
Yeah.
I would have been fine out there alone. But I feel like as women, you need to stick together. So if you were sleeping in the car, me and Veronica were sleeping in the car with you.
Yeah, that was not a good night's sleep.
So I think our next stop was somewhere in South Dakota. And at this, where we are, we're driving, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and the whole trip, I don't know why, I must have manifested this, but I was like, please, guys, don't get a speeding ticket because we're going to have to fly back to whatever state we're in to fight the speeding ticket. Meanwhile, it's 3 o'clock at night. I'm driving like over 100 miles an hour trying
through
to get
nothing, like through the desert or something.
Yeah. I don't know why this cop was even out there. Like no one was out there. Like I didn't even see houses.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get pulled over and okay. One piece of advice I will give for women, planning a girls trip. Try and plan it when everyone's like after their period, like in their follicular phase. If we're like in unison, like, yeah, that's
yes,
like,
yes, we truly like we are believers in the follicular phase.
Yeah. We've talked about it earlier on this podcast. We'll probably talk about it on every podcast episode, but
we follow our phases.
We do. And I wish I would have known about them sooner.
Yeah, same.
Okay, but I was talking about us driving.
They're doing the speed limit.
We're all on our periods, so we have like two things of Ben and Jerry's going around the car,
mm-hmm.
chips. We look like
all the snacks.
And I won't say we look like shit, but we're just looking grubby, you know. We're period.
We're looking
messes.
Like we're looking comfy, and like we have just made ourselves at home in the van.
Yeah, and so anyway, going like over 100 miles an hour, I get lit up by this cop, and I'm like, shit, you know. And then the cop gets the window, and he is the most gorgeous man.
Yeah, the most handsome guy. Blonde hair, blue eyes, tall. Like
I remember him as a brunette, but it's neither here nor there. I was like shocked. Like I couldn't even talk to him. He was so gorgeous.
And his eyes were so piercing.
And he's like, what were you doing going 110? And I'm all stuttering. I'm like, just trying to get to our hotel. Like I'm tired.
Yeah. He was like, ma'am, do you know how fast you were going?
Yeah. And we told him like we're, you know, road tripping and all that. And he's like, okay.
Oh yeah. And then he was like, can I take a look in the back? Like, can I search your car or something? And I was like, you could, but there's like a lot of shit in here.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. He did want to search our car.
Yeah, he wanted to search the car, and I was like you can, but I mean there's like suitcases on suitcases in here. Like it is packed full. And so he like, you know, he shined his little flashlight.
Yeah, and so he's like, okay, well let me get the registration, and this is Autumn's time to shine.
Because I have never gotten a speeding ticket for a reason. Okay, you gotta charm them. You know, you gotta be really nice. You gotta put on your little accent. You've got a southern accent that makes it like all the more better. And you just have to like be sweet and charm them, you know, seduce them a little bit. And so that's what I was doing.
So Autumn, like the paperwork is in the seat behind her. So she like kind of shows off her ass a little bit. She like twists around in the seat so her ass is facing him so she could get the paperwork. And she sits back down and she hands him the paperwork. But little does Autumn know that there's loads of toilet paper stuck to her butt. Like she has leggings on. So I mean, it's not like her butt, but it's like
Just like, and it, why am I sitting on toilet paper, Julia?
Because I love spilling full drinks in cars. I did it last night, actually.
I believe it.
And so we spilled a drink, and of course there's, you know, all we had was toilet paper. So we just put toilet paper down. So there's toilet paper stuck to bottom. Yeah, we like
stole toilet paper from the gas station. Yeah,
that we were locked in. That was the same day in the grocery store or whatever.
Oh my God. This not even a grocery store. I don't know what to call it. It was just but it was a place where you can like go in, you know, look around. It was kind of like an off, like a gas station, but you can't get gas there.
Yeah, it was like a little market, like a little mom and pop market. And we got locked in.
In the middle of nowhere. And we got locked in.
So anyway, as this cop takes the paperwork and goes back, we didn't even know the toilet paper was stuck into your on your ass until after we were driving away, and I just look around the car, I'm like, oh my God, hide the ice cream. I was so embarrassed that
we were all like after seeing that handsome man, like we were like freaking out that he's seeing us with like all of this ice cream, all of these gorditas. It was on the
dashboard. It was like, it was visible everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we had it in the dash.
Yeah, and I'm like, hurry, hide the ice cream. We're like shoving the ice cream back to Veronica,
like it's drugs or something, like we're trying to like get rid of the drugs.
And he totally saw us because he didn't go back to his car. He like, I saw him in the mirror and he just stood
beside the car.
Yeah, but I thought he went back to his car. So I remember looking in the mirror, I'm like, oh my God, he heard it all. And he walked back up to the window and started laughing at us.
He was laughing at us,
but I think he was laughing with us, like he seemed really sweet.
I don't know, I think I'd be laughing at us.
Because he did let us go with just a warning. He's like, all right, slow down.
Yeah, driving that fast with just a warning, like we, and again, like that's how you do it. You just gotta charm him, whether it's through comedy or seduction, whatever your method.
But as we're driving away, the second big laugh was realizing that Autumn had all the toilet paper stuck to her butt.
But I was just waving in his face.
He's like, these girls are such hot messes. I hope they make it to the next town over.
Yeah, yeah. That was so embarrassing for me. Like when I realized, oh my God, I turned bright red. I was mortified.
Yeah, but I was embarrassed about all the ice cream everywhere.
And like we were, you know, we were like talking to this man with confidence, you know, like Autumn, we were hot shit.
I was so nervous. He made me nervous.
Yeah, but no, I like with confidence, I was just working this cop.
No, she really was. And he was just laughing at her.
Yeah.
And us, everyone in the car.
I think he was just laughing at the whole situation.
But thank God he like let us off with a warning.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good memory.
Because that would have been a big ticket.
I feel like I say that at the end of every little section we have. Oh, what a good memory.
Yeah, because they all were really great memories.
But yeah, and then New York was amazing. And we were there for what, like 2 months? Because we did make it to New York. It took us 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went through like 15 states.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many states it was. It was so many.
And we stopped by like the Great Lakes. We saw the Great Lakes. And that was, yeah, we, and then we had like this amazing conversation with this man who, he was a very interesting man, but he convinced us to go to the Great Lakes. So we did.
Wait, I have no recollection of this.
You don't remember? It was at one of the parks. And, you know, we kind of told him like what route we were taking. We probably shouldn't have. Because he was a very interesting person.
Are you making this up? I literally can't remember him.
It happened. And he even like told us about this diner to go to. And we went to the diner.
No, we didn't.
At Great Lakes. Yeah, we did.
I don't even remember going to Great Lakes.
He had a little dog.
No.
We didn't stop by the lakes, but we went through that town.
Okay, maybe it's coming to me. I remember the little middle of nowhere South Dakota bar we stopped at. And you know what, yeah, I loved about that is everyone knew we were from California because we were the only ones in crop tops.
Yeah,
every stop we were in crop tops and leggings.
Yeah, like we were like quite clearly valley girls, even from the way we talk.
And I love that. I'm like, let's shake up your little small town.
Yeah, I love that for us.
We are here.
Here we are.
The show, Loud Women.
We have arrived.
And I love it because Veronica has like the most amazing loud laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has a laugh that makes you laugh.
Yeah, she does. Like even if you're in a bad mood, like her smile. She has the biggest smile, and you can't help but be happier when you see her smile.
And everyone in the restaurant bar can hear us in our conversation, because when you're around another loud woman, guess what? You're going to be loud.
Yeah.
In the best way.
The whole group gets loud.
It's like, hear everything. You need to listen to everything I'm saying, because I'm saying the most important thing to you tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking to you. You're eavesdropping.
Right. Yeah.
And I want you to.
Yeah. Like, listen to us.
Let's shake it up a little.
Come along for the journey.
I love a little audience.
A little audience. You loved your mountain men too.
Oh my God.
The state of the big sky, Montana.
Yeah. And Utah. Everywhere I looked, because I was single at the time, very single.
Yeah.
And everywhere I looked, I was like, God damn, what are they feeding the men out here? Like, they're huge.
They were all very, very large men.
And like right before that, I had dated a tiny man. Like, I had to bend over to kiss him. Remember? You never met him, but he was boob height.
Oh,
and
so little.
So going from that to,
but you had your heart broken over that short king
because he was rich. Well, it was all fake
because the pill thing.
Oh, the pill thing. That's what we bonded over.
Yeah,
I can't swallow pills, and I finally met someone who also couldn't swallow pills.
Trauma bonding.
Yep. But yeah, I remember it was like one restaurant outside of Zion, and I was like looking a fool, because I was just like, my mouth was dropped wide open. I was like, there's one, there's another one. Like, I didn't even care that they like heard me talking about them. I was like, why are all these men so big out here? And like, man, like men.
Yeah, they were like mountain men. They were like, you could tell their job was, they were lumberjacks or something.
And then the cowboys, I remember driving through, I don't know, I think it was Idaho, and we saw like a bunch of cowboys. I was like, oh, I love them too.
Yeah.
Like the ranchers. And it's so funny because I'm not their type. Like at the time I was a vegetarian, like,
yeah,
not their type at all. But no. I was like, oh, eye candy.
Like, I'll change for you.
They could change for me.
Right.
I'm not going to change for them.
Right, right. Well, someone would have to.
Yeah, them, not me. I'm perfect.
I'm perfect.
Okay, so then we were in New York, which has, I feel like we could talk about New York and that'd be a whole other episode, but I know you wanted to talk about the train ride back.
Yeah, the train ride back. So we spent like 9 days getting there, and then we spent a week getting back because we took a train.
No, it takes 3 days.
Was it 3 days?
Yeah, it was only 3 days.
It felt like a week.
I had the best time.
And it was so fun, but it's not easy sleeping on a train. And so
the way back was just Autumn and I, because Veronica had only stayed in New York for a week after we got there, and then she flew back home, and Autumn and I stayed there for like 2.5 months.
Yeah.
So then the train, it was just Autumn and I coming back to San Diego.
Yeah. So, you know, we got like a little room, and it comes with like meals and stuff.
You need to know Autumn is bougie.
I'm very bougie. And I, you know, just like, I think I learned that on that trip, how bougie I am, but I really am. Like, I need my luxury. Like, I need to be comfortable.
And we love having a friend like that.
Yeah.
We had a luxurious room on the train.
But it wasn't the room.
It was not the room.
We had to pass, like, the big rooms, like, the really nice rooms to get to ours. But I was like, you know, these look empty. These are empty, so.
So we just sat in the nice room.
Yeah, we just, like, set up camp in one of the nice ones. And then there was a guy that was coming around to like take our tickets, and he saw that we were not booked for the nice room, and I was like, well, come on, it's empty. And you know, we went back and forth, we were talking him up, you know, like getting to know him, making a connection, you know, what is he doing like at this stop in Chicago.
He loved Autumn.
He did, like,
he was like, yes, I've never seen a more gorgeous woman.
He did. However, I still had to pay him for us to, okay, and not the full amount.
Yeah, but keep going. Okay.
So, like, you know, I was like, well, you know, if it's empty, like, is there any way I could, you know, possibly make an upgrade? Is there something, like, surely there's something that you can do for me?
Autumn is so good at finagling men.
Because they're just people, you know? Like, and roles are bendable. Like, people are corrupt. They'll be a little corrupt for you, and it's no big deal. And finally he was like, okay, if you give me $100, then I'll let it slide. I'll upgrade you to this room. And who knows? Maybe it was only $100 more for the room. I'm not really sure.
It definitely was not. I remember seeing the price difference. I feel like it was like $1,000 price difference.
Really?
Yeah.
So he just wanted $100 out of it.
And remember, we had to like hide. Like, yeah. he would come into our room and tell us, like, oh, people are coming around. Like, you guys need to hide now.
Yeah, we had to, like, get down.
We would hide, like, in the little bathroom.
Yeah, we had to, like, stay in our rooms, like, anytime, like, there was, like, a conductor or something, like, coming around. We had to, like, stay in the room.
Yeah, and we had to, like, turn off the lights and, like, make it seem like no one was in the fancier room.
Yeah.
But then when we switched trains, because you have to take 3 different trains from New York to San Diego. When we switched to the other train that was from Chicago to LAX, remember we tried doing the same thing and it was a woman just like, no, you can't do that. Like, she was a rule follower, which I am too. I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah. She said like, no, I'm sorry. I just can't. And I wasn't going to like rat out the other guy. So I was like, you know, okay, we'll take our smaller room.
So we're stuck on this tiny room. And Autumn, well, I think at one point we both got pretty anxious, but there's bunk beds and the top bunk, like Autumn and I are curvy. Like we had, our hips were hanging off.
Yeah. Like we're bigger girls.
So I remember it was like Autumn's night to sleep on the top bunk. And it's not even like an hour in and she's
no,
like,
no, it is like, by the way, on the top bunk, you have to strap yourself in because you like you really do roll off if you don't. It is not comfortable. It is cold up there. Or maybe it was too hot.
No, it was so hot. I was getting anxiety because of how hot I was.
That's right.
And you were freezing.
Heat rises. So I was so cold and I kept like turning up the heat. I didn't think that it was that much of a difference, but it is. It's a huge difference.
When you're on top.
When you're on the top bunk.
So not even an hour into her night being on the top bunk.
Not true. It was several hours in. It wasn't until like 2 a.m. that
she crawls down. She's like, scoot over. We're gonna cuddle this night. Like, yeah, I'm not.
We're gonna figure it out.
I'm not going up on that top bunk. And like, it was thinner than this couch, even the bigger one, like, because the bottom bunk was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But it was still thinner than this couch.
It was, yeah, it was definitely like, it was small, it was cramped, it was not comfortable, but we made it work. We had to.
Yeah, we have I feel like we have so many, like, hundreds of memories from that one trip alone, and like, we laughed the entire time. Like, I have never felt so much like happiness in my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that you really do cherish for forever when you go on like a girl's trip.
It will totally bond you. And that's what, if you, one of your New Year's resolutions is to prioritize your female friendships, then you need to take a girl's trip. Even it doesn't have to be from San Diego to New York. It could just be like a weekend at a local, I mean, I love camping, so like a local park or
like a staycation, you know?
Yeah. I like the fact that we were alone for the majority of it too.
Yeah.
I think that made a big difference for me.
Yeah.
Like, it was less distraction. It was less about like, you know, like when you're in town, when you're in a city, you have to like look nice. And like, we did not care how we looked.
Yeah, we were a bunch of slums, and it just like, it added to the experience.
In the best way.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. So highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
Take your girl's trip. Leave the men behind. You don't need them.
That's the most important part.
They'll be grouchy about how long it's taken to get there.
Yeah.
And the songs that you're singing really loud.
Yeah, they'll rain on your parade. And it's just, it's not as fun.
I love that one song we were listening to. Dancing Queen, Young and Free. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't remember that song.
I do.
I remember a lot of other songs, not that one. We were listening to a lot of sad girl music.
I'm a sad girl, even when I'm not.
Yeah.
I love sad girl music.
Yeah, I know. And it's a vibe. I mean, the whole thing is a vibe. So, you know, whether you do sad girl music or whatever, it is totally worth it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Girl Days.
We'll be back here next Thursday to catch up and hang out.